buena está mi reina. Uf, cuerpazo, uf, carajo, uf. Camina con una actitud, está en su mood. La amplitud, tiene carita de ángel. Uf, bonita, uf, qué rica, uf. Camina con su actitud, está en su mood. La chosu aquí, le que dog, uf, uf.
Qué muñequita.
Lo que no me sirve pa' fuera, que venga lo bueno. That's what I always say. Cambié mi número, relax. No, I didn't get your text. You bitches do not exist. So ni veas que cuando tú estás bien rica, mamacita, you bring out the demons. Baby, not today. So when a bunch of thirsty hoes gonna try me, all I do is laugh and push them out the way. Broke bitch. Uf, cuerpazo, uf, carajo, uf. Camina con una actitud, está en su mood. La amplitud, tiene carita de ángel. A mi manera de ninguna. A mí me preguntan por qué eres tan I was with some tough love, amor duro. No olvido y no te disculpo.
Come spend some money on a chula. Hoes mad, ask me if I care, puta. Pussy so sweet, you would think it was your poodle. Got him on in JT, got me screaming like it's Una. Broke bitches got the biggest mouth. He call you an Uber and you're going to his mama house. He never even took you out to give it up, hoe, cut it out. Sana, sana, culita, dead on a bitch.
Qué buena está mi reina. Uf, cuerpazo, uf, carajo, uf. Camina con una actitud, está en su mood. La amplitud, tiene carita de ángel. Uf, bonita, uf, qué rica, uf. Camina con su actitud, está en su mood. La chosu aquí, like a dog, uf, uf. Gata, gata, dale muñequita.
What is up, team? It's me, Janie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And now, that was an exciting one to start on. That was Into the New World by Girls' Generation, perhaps the most classic song to ever be written. Controversial yet true. I would argue that, like, Into the New World kind of set the blueprint for, like, any time any girl group will ever sing together again. Like, if they're layering vocals on the chorus, it's because of this song. Like, she did a lot for the world. And that kind of also is, like, the theme of the night. Like, songs that set a standard. Okay, and keep in mind, all right, I am quite young, and I started listening to K-pop in 2018. So the songs that I'm pulling out for you today are from, like, late 2000s, early 2010s vibes. And I don't obviously know a ton of songs from that era, but I've picked out some really good ones, some, like, hard hitters. So buckle in for those. I apologize if the volume is a little bit loud. It's looking a little funky on my end. Does it look funky on your end? I guess sound funky. Hopefully that shouldn't be too serious. Okay. I have a jam-packed queue for you tonight. It's looking really good. Also, I had my half a matcha at noon instead of 9 a.m. I don't know if that's what's affecting me currently in this moment. It could also be the delirium of being in the studio every day since the middle of November. And no, I will not be taking any questions at this time. Thank you. Our next, again, I'm going to go, you know how I like to do my pairs of songs. So I'm going to do my pairs of songs. The next pair is, like, ooh, I'm excited. Okay, so the next pair is Growl by EXO and Adore You by Seventeen. And I'm so glad that I brought this up because Growl is just a classic boy group song. And I recently watched EXO's Killing Voice video where they, like, go and sing, like, all of their, like, a compilation of all of their, like, greatest hits. But, like, they sing it live and, like, it's a big deal or whatever. They killed it. They ate it up, as always. And it, like, kind of re-sparked this interest in EXO for me. And one thing about EXO, they've been through a lot since, what is it, like, 2013, that's crazy. Okay, since 2013. So this is from their first album. So not their debut, but their first full-length album. Well, I guess it's technically the repackage of their debut album. It's complicated. Whatever. But it's a fantastic song. Also, XOXO, really good. I had to pick between the two. And this one, Growl just felt like I couldn't miss it. You know what I mean? And then Adore You, which will come after that. I was initially going to play a GOT7 song. But if any of you are keeping up with K-pop right now, one of the, like, big award shows of the season just happened, MAMA, Mnet Asian Music Awards? I'm pretty sure. I'm 99% sure that's what that stands for. And for the first time in 5 years, a group that is not BTS has won the grand prize. And it was 17. And guys, it was emotional. It was emotional. First of all, they swept. They got nominated. Well, they like kind of always win best male dance group, like best male dance performance. They kind of always eat that up. But they were nominated for, I'm looking on Google now, they were nominated for Album of the Year, which they won. And they were also nominated for Worldwide Fans Choice. But that's just kind of like that. I feel like that award, it matters, like it's, but it's also not as big of a deal. They won Best Dance Performance Male Group. Yeah, they always win that. And then they won, like, a Culture and Style Award. And then, guys, they won Best Male Group. That's huge, okay? BTS won that award for 5 years in a row. And then before that, EXO won that award for, like, 6 years in a row. Like, crazy stuff, okay? And this is their first time winning an award in such, like, a big category. And oh my God, their speech was so emotional. I like shed a tear. Like it was, they were crying. I was crying. Everyone was crying. So congrats to them. And in honor of that, I will be playing their debut song, Adore You. So let's get into it, shall we? Like no further ado. Is that the saying? Okay, whatever. We're getting into it.
Yeah. Okay. Sex. Oh. 나 혹시 몰라 경고하는데
잘 들어.
지금 위험해.
So dangerous.
자꾸 나를 자극하지 마.
큰일 나.
나도 날 몰라.
Oh.
숨이 자꾸 멎는다. 네가 날 향해 걸어온다. 나를 보며 웃는다. 만드는 너인 걸
아무도 널 못 보게 우리 갖추고 싶어 우리의 시선들 하나 일어나
거센 소용도
없니 그림자 내 안에 깨어나 널 보는 동안에 불을 꽂혀든다 한명 곁에서 모두 다 물러나 이젠 조금씩 사나워진다 나 으르렁 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 내 나 으르렁 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 내 나 으르렁 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 내
널 몰랐어 아직 않으면 늦춰지 몰라 날 있어 눈빛과 매일 듯한 긴장감
지금 검색 중이야 너의 주위를
너무나 완벽한 내 여자라 품속엔 부드럽게 너를 안고 너만을 위해서 나는 난폭해지고 결국엔 강한 자가 없게 되는 미 자리가 없으니까 그냥 돌아가 가는 선체로야 다르니까 그만 봐
그녀를 넘본다면 나를 먼저 넘어봐
저리 안 돼 내 갖고 놀지 좀 말래 왜 자꾸 front 하는 건데
모르겠다 모르겠다 어떻게 해야 되겠지
그러니까 내 말은 너를 다 알고 싶어 너를 노래해요 너를 노래해요 입술이 말라도 할 말을 내야겠어 baby 아껴 날 아껴 날 형기줄 날 정도로 어딜까
요즘 말야 내가 말야
어쩌다가 눈이 부시는가 이기적인 외모 겸손한 성품을 봐
격한 어디라고 넌 아냐 너의 매력 사실을 구한다. 나 보고 웃는 게 좋았어지 아니면 그냥 우스워 보이는 건지. 지금 자리를 찾고 있다면 내 옆자리가 좋아 보여. 너에게 관심 많아. 신발 사이즈까지도 아직은 너 때문에 브리나 나를 시키는 건 무리야. 아직은 너 때문에 브리나 우리 다 우리 다 어떻게 해도 그니까 내 말은 너를 다 알고 싶어.
이제 나도 한번 불러보자.
Baby, you are my angel. 너를 다 알고 싶어. 너를 노래해, you. 너를 노래해, you. 입술이 놀라.
So that was Adore You by 17. Was I right? I was right. It was really good. Okay, our next two songs are like, wow. Okay, first of all, they're both from 2008. I didn't know they were both from 2008. But our next song will be Replay by SHINee. And if you're a real one, you just gasped a little bit because Replay by SHINee, SHINee's debut rocked the world. Well, rocked my world, retroactively, after the fact. Replay changed lives, I would say. And they continue, like, one thing about SHINee, they're going to set a standard. Like, they were the first to do dance practices. They were the first to, like, do, like, crazy synchronized choreography. Like, they set the standard in so many ways, and I can't believe they're, like, the same age as, like, a bunch of groups out now, but they debuted in, like, 2008. Like, what? Like, the youngest member, Taemin, is the same age as Jimin from BTS. But he debuted in 2008. Kind of criminal, actually. More than a little bit suspicious. Speaking of Jimin, I was looking at some news the other day. And as we know, all the BTS members are now officially enlisted or in the process of enlisting. Apparently, they have this rule where you can, or like this thing where you can like enlist with your friends and like you can like be together for like the 2 years or like 18 months you have to be enlisted. And Jimin and Jungkook did that together, and their training, their basic training is gonna be under Jin. I was like, is this fake news? But it seems to be true, which is like kind of crazy and sounds exactly like something they would do. Not that I know them personally, but if I did know them personally, this is what I would assume they would do. If that makes any sense. Okay, our next two songs. Okay, so Replay by SHINee and then Merodic by TVXQ. Get excited. I'm so excited for this one. This song. Okay, so the thing with like a lot of these older songs that are like super popular is they kind of become part of like a canon almost, and they get like reperformed in like covers just all the time. Oftentimes at like big end of the year award shows, like younger groups will come together and like perform and like do collabs and like perform these older songs. Merodic is one of those songs. And I think it was Tomorrow by Together and NCT Dream and like maybe one other group that performed this rocked my world. Crazy, crazy stuff. So I'm going to hit you with these next two songs. And then I think we're going to do a set of three after that. But yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, mom, 사실 사랑은 한순간의 느낌일 뿐 뭐라 해도 나에게 삶의 everything
아마 인형은 어린애가 부담스러운가 봐
날 바라보는 눈빛이 말해주잖아
And I think I'm gonna hate it girl 끝이 다가오는 걸
가슴이 말해준다 누가 뭐래도 놓지 말자 던 나의 다짐은 어느 순간부터 거짓인 걸 알아 이제 모두 아는 걸
너네 하는 몸짓이 말하고 있잖아
I wanna be with me 지나가오는 걸
가슴이 소리친다 이별
Surprise, I played three songs instead of two. I had to do a little reworking of the cue because I won't lie, I love to talk. So I didn't, I've plans for more talking time. For better or for worse. So those three songs, that last one that you heard was Candy by NCT Dream, which is a cover of the H.O.T. song Candy. Again, that is one of the songs that has been like added to the canon, you know what I mean? So NCT Dream released a cover of this song for, oh my gosh, I guess it's been a year because their winter special album, which I guess was last winter because it's now winter again, crazy. And wow, I just love the song. And a lot of, I don't think there really are any H.O.T. songs on Spotify. I would have played the original, maybe. But yeah, so that one is quite recent. But I love NCT Dream. And because they're under the company SM, which is like a super huge, big, super, super big company where like a lot of these older groups are under, they have access. They can like, they can cover these groups because H.O.T. was under SM. So like a lot of these songs that get added to this kind of canon, kind of they'll keep it within the company cover wise. I don't know. I'm sure there's some sort of like royalties, whatever situation happening. But that was Candy by NCT Dream. Okay, and next I am actually going to play a set of three songs, for real this time. And the next three songs, so we kind of had like three like boy group boy songs. The next three will be very girl group girl songs. It will be Cupid by Kara. Get excited. Diva by After School and Genie by Girls' Generation. Yes, crazy lineup. I know. So these are all like this particular genre. I don't know if it's even its own genre, but like this category of like early 2000s. Well, I guess it's late 2000s, technically. Late 2000s girl group song, like with the electronic, like the auto tune, like lay it on heavy. I love it. I love a good dance song. And I'm not going to lie, I don't know too much about these groups pretty much at all. I heard about the song Cupid from Subin from Tomorrow by Together because he's a huge Kara fan and he really likes the song. So now I really like this song. And Diva by After School, actually, okay, so in 17, there's a member of the group named Sungkwan, and typically most boy groups will have like a member that is just like super into K-pop, like knows all the dances, knows all the groups, is like a fan of a bunch of like girl groups, that kind of thing. I don't know why it's like an archetype in every group, but like usually every group has one. And Sungkwan is 17's like know-it-all K-pop. They call him the K-pop professor, actually. He's got like a title. Not officially, but like kind of officially. And he's also the one that goes on all like the variety shows and stuff. So he did like a series on YouTube where he collabed with this other, I guess she's a YouTuber, but she does like a variety show that I think is also on TV now. But they both like are such super huge mega fans of like this generation of girl groups. They like did a series where they like reunited the groups so they could sing the songs again. And they reunited this group After School for, I think they performed, they didn't perform Diva, I don't think. But I did hear about Diva from this series on YouTube. And wow, so much fun. Like these songs are like, they're crazy, but they're so much fun. Like I love listening to them. Like if I need to stay awake on the shuttle, I'm blasting this and my eyes are peeled. I'm wide awake, which means you at dear listener at like 1:45 a.m. will also be wide awake. We're together in this. And then the last song in that set will be Genie by Girls' Generation. And this is very like, it has like the recording at the beginning and the end of the song of them just like talking. And at the beginning, there's like a beeping sound from like a car. And it sounds like a toy Barbie car or something. I love it. It's so much fun. So I'm going to play those three songs. But to honor this change in vibe, slight change in vibe, I'm going to be reading our PSA for the night. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio. Now, and you might be like, Janie, how is this topical? Great question. I'm glad you asked. Last night, I was hanging out in the room. I was chilling in my dorm room as it is. You know, I'm a college student. I chill in the dorm. And it was like, sorry, that was the mic stand squeaking, if you could hear that. It was like 1 a.m., and I just got a hankering, man. I was like, I need some apple juice right now. Because the night before, I had had apple juice that was like perfectly refrigerated, just the right moment. Like I had eaten something salty and then I drank apple juice and it was like the most delicious nectar I've ever drank in my life. So I was like chasing that high. I was like, I need apple juice again. Like, I need to have some apple juice. But I didn't have any apple juice. But shout out to my roommate Nina, because she goes, oh, by the way, Janie, went home earlier today, grabbed some oranges. There's an orange in the fridge. You can have it. And I said, thank you, Nina, because that really scratched the itch. And it was a blood orange, and it was absolutely delicious. So I endorse this fruit message. Get into the fruits. Oh, also, before I forget, shout out to Cheyenne. Shout out to Cheyenne and Charlene, because those two girlies, guys, I would have had to take the train home if it wasn't for you today, and I would not have made it in time for this blessed radio show. So thank you to you two. Cheyenne, if you did end up baking, I hope it's going well. If not, I hope you are relaxing, chilling, and having a good time. Shout out to my listeners. Shout out to my fans. And I did delete like two songs so I could chat. So I'm not even stressed. I'm not even stressed about playing these last four songs, because I'm not going to lie, usually I'm like, it's tight. It's tight in here. But I've made some room. Okay, I kind of want to spoil the ending, like the last song that I chose, because it's like kind of a banger. Actually, will I have time? You know what? Let me actually stop talking and play the music, because I think that it's time to play the music. So get excited.
Make a sound.
I love my boy.
Superstar, shining star, superstar.
심의 소리 같은 떨림에 헬리엘리 모아
DJ, put it back on.
그래요, 나만 사랑해. 언제나 믿어. 꿈도 열정도 다 주고 싶어. 난 그대 소원을 이뤄주고 싶은 행운의 여신. 너의 맘에를 사기만해. 너를 나의 뮤직은 재능 예를 소연하게. 난 너의 힘 능한 가는 소원 사기만해. 난 너의 해 너의 진이 내게 들어줄게. 소원을 말해봐. I'm genie for you boy. 소원을 말해봐. I'm genie for you baby. 소원을 말해봐. I'm genie for you dream. 내게만 말해봐. I'm genie for you world. 소원을 말해봐. I'm genie for you boy. 소원을 말해봐. For your wish.
So on it, Maddie.
Yeah, do you see what I mean? Like the chit-chatting at the end, like that's kind of crazy. And I'm so glad that I left myself some time to chat about this because the SM, that company, Girls' Generation is under SM. And SM has this like thing where they like combine a bunch of songs into one song and try to make that the title track. And I feel like that kind of like has its roots in Girls' Generation because like they have a song called I Got a Boy, and obviously it's a banger, it like it hits really hard, but like part of the song is that there's like a change up in the song and it just sounds like a completely different song for a little bit, but I feel like it's pretty tame in I Got a Boy. But in it's unfortunately a tradition that SM has continued, and like for a while it was really successful. Like Sherlock by Shinee is a combination of two songs, Clue and Note. So the full song title is Sherlock parentheses Clue plus Note, which like kind of eats conceptually because it's like Sherlock and they're like mysteries and it's like clues and notes, you know, so like that's kind of like I get it. It starts to hit a point where I'm kind of going, did we need to do that, you know? Because like with Super M, SM is also big on like, okay, so allow me to preface. Super M is essentially a group made from all of the like quote unquote best members from different SM groups to make a super group, hence Super M, right? And basically it's like very obviously kind of like a cash grab because they basically picked like the most money-making members of each group and put them all together. But like unfortunately Super M like kind of eats because again they're all like super slay and they're like all in a group together. But there is this funny kind of situation where like whenever they take a picture together they're all posing like they're the center of the group, but they're all posing like that, so it's kind of just like seven dudes standing together posing. More so than it usually is, I guess. But they do that for... They do this combining thing for the songs, too. They'll combine, like, two songs on the album to make the title track. And I'm like, why'd you do that, you know? Because it was fine before. And they did it with aespa as well. They did like Next Level. It's just like 16 different songs in one song, but I feel like they kind of somehow ate it up. Like I don't know why it sounds good, but it does. But like it's getting to kind of a crazy point because other groups are starting to do it too, like NMIX does it, but I'm pretty sure NMIX is JYP, which is a different company, but they do the same thing where it's they go NMIX change up. And then they, like, change up the song, if you couldn't tell. And I don't know. I have very mixed feelings on it. But Girls' Generation did it the best, I would argue. Did it the best and did it first. What are my other thoughts? I just, like, when... I know Girls' Generation, like, they had their big reunion with Forever One, but, like... Guys, come back. Where'd you go? Come back. Like, I need more Girls' Generation songs. Me saying that, having not listened to that many Girls' Generation, like, I need to dig in the archives. Like, I need to learn more, I think, is really the key. my last and final song is gonna be Number One by BoA. Applause. Because Number One by BoA is like, first of all, BoA, this song came out in 2002. This song is older than I am. Yeah, kind of crazy. BoA has been, there's this joke that she's like paid for an entire SM building. And that is really true because she single-handedly probably saved that company. Don't know too much about it, but I do know she's on like the board and stuff now because there's this one NCT dance practice, again, under SM. Man, this is like an SM show today. Mixed feelings on that. But there's this one dance practice where, see, again, this concept with the combining, because NCT, if you didn't know, is a group that technically has 23 people in it. And you might be like, Janie, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah, tell me about it. So they have an overarching group of NCT, but then there's separate subunits that like perform as groups. So like there's NCT 127, NCT Dream, which we heard a song from earlier. And there's also Wei V, which is like the Chinese members. Yeah. They also have a thing with making separate groups for just the Chinese members to like market to the Chinese audience. And it never goes well. They always leave them in the basement and like never let them do songs. It's like a whole thing. Like EXO had that. They had a Chinese subunit. Also, two of the members, Korean, just gave them Chinese stage names. Strange. Weird. All of the Chinese members have left EXO on very bad terms, like lawsuit after lawsuit. Speaking of which, actually, three members of EXO, Baekhyun, Chen, and Shumin, who, Chen and Shumin, they're Korean. They're the ones with the Chinese stage names. They also left SM, but they're like, we're still doing EXO. It's very confusing to me, but they like filed a lawsuit and everything, and it's like about time, because Chen had this whole thing where like, EXO is like vocally stacked, but Chen, I would argue, is like the power vocals of the team, right? So, but he's not as cute as the rest of them, so he kind of doesn't get a lot of attention, okay? And he dropped his first mini album. He went solo before the others did, and crickets. But then he was like, surprise, I'm getting married. Which, if you know anything about K-pop, you know, like, dating ban, they're not allowed to date, the dating scandals, yada yada. So he drops out of nowhere, surprise, I'm getting married, she's not famous, don't ask me about it, and also, we're having a baby. Oh my god, that was the biggest news, maybe ever. Crazy news to drop. And then people were like, kick Chen out of EXO, what? Why? What? Anyway, so now he kind of set a precedent, because like I think another idol did that where he was like, surprise, I'm married, just out of nowhere. And you know what? Good for him. I hope he's doing well. Shout out to Bobby from Icon. Chen seems to be doing good. Seems to. I think they're having a second baby or something like that. Maybe they already had it. I don't know. But good for them. They got married. They had the wedding. Looked great. Totally forgot what I was initially talking about. But we're going to hit our last song just on time. Shout out to me for planning that. Wow. Great work. So Number One by BoA. Oh, let me do my station ID. Okay. So this has been, and in case you forgot the name of this show, because I almost did, this has been Out in the Meadow, and I'm Janie. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good night.
맞춰